Welcome to Radio Functions. I am your host, Jane Lamille, and I am very excited to be starting this podcast up after a very long break. I started this podcast back in 2021. I was attending university at the time, and I was living in my college apartment. And this podcast was a very impulsive decision. I had really no plan for it, just to be making random episodes with my friends and just having something to do. But that just turned into me being very stressed out, believing that I needed to keep up with this podcast, not take breaks, constantly be posting. And eventually I just burnt myself out and took a very, very long break. Been like 4 years, over 4 years. So yeah, I am back and rebranded, and I am happy to be back. I'm very excited to be making episodes. I put off this project for so long, and I think it was good for me to just get through what I needed to get through and now have the time and the energy to start a new project. I love creating. That's been my main passion ever since high school, and I'm excited. I know people miss the podcast, and I missed it too, so yeah, I am really glad that y'all are here tuning in. So again, I am back and rebranded. The episodes will be more thought out, and not only do I want to talk about my life, I also want to talk about the artists, interview other artists, just talk about their passions and projects. I am a creative myself, and one of the main things I really love about the community here, especially in Texas, is the conversations that I have with people. People now are just so passionate about what they're doing, and they really just want to keep creating and want to make new things. And I just really love those conversations. So I really want y'all to be able to hear these people's passions and projects and what they're working on. And I want to be able to give these artists a space to talk about it. So that's also going to be a new thing for Radio Functions. And I'm very excited. And we'll also be just talking about my own passions and projects as well. So yeah, but enough about the rebrand and everything else. Now to talk about me, which should be very easy, hopefully. I will just try to get through the most basic things about myself, and we'll deep dive later in the episodes. Y'all will hear it. Don't worry. But yes, my name is Jane Hanamil. I also like to go by Jade. A lot of people call me Jade now. Jade was supposed to be my name, but my parents could not figure out a middle name, so they just stuck an N at the end of it, and now I'm Jaden. But I do like to go by Jade. I kind of use Jade as like my artist name. But, you know, whatever y'all want to refer to me as, doesn't matter. I can do both. But yeah, I am 22 years old. I went to college at Sam Houston State University. I majored in mass communications, emphasized in film, and minored in photography. My passions are photography, videography, podcasting, DJing, social media, other stuff, making art, you know, chilling. But yeah, I am a Cancer, and it's my zodiac. I am a Cancer Sun, Leo Moon, and Capricorn Rising. And a fun fact, me and Lana Del Rey both have the same Sun and Moon, so I have that under my belt. Not to brag. But yeah, currently I am back in my hometown. And I'm working at a school. I work at an elementary school in the next town over. I am a fourth grade paraprofessional, which in simple terms, I am a teacher's aide for the fourth grade class. It's very interesting. I've never done any type of kind of teaching gig. It's different, but I like it because everything is the same. Nothing ever really changes with my scheduling. And I have weekends off. I have Thanksgiving, Christmas, spring break, summer vacation, and I still get paid during those breaks. And also, fun fact, my principal at that school was also my principal in high school my senior year. So that's cool. We tight or whatever. Oh my God. I don't know where that came from. I've never said that in my life. But, you know, the podcast just does things, you know? But yeah. What else? Okay, so besides my current job, I have other little things that I do. I am also a freelance photographer. I work with other magazines throughout Texas. They're the independently owned magazines. Super cool people. I have made so many cool projects with them. I work with Glaze Zine based in Austin. I work with Look Magazine based in San Marcos and Material Entity based in Houston. And I'm a photographer for all three. I do some modeling here and there. I'm getting into it now. It's very different, but I really love it and it makes me more confident. So do some modeling. Would I consider myself a model? Yes and no. It's cool to tell people. Am I that good at it? I'm working on it. I'm definitely working on it. But yeah, I also do that, which is really fun. So things that I really want to like do in my life is one, move out. I live in a very small town. I'm like an hour south from Houston. I'm like in a country town. The people that know, know. But it's very, you know, not my style. I feel like I'm meant to be in a bigger city and I am working on that. I'm saving money. I am trying to find a job within my field. But it's hard, guys. Like, I don't think a lot of people realize how difficult it is to find a job after college, because it's that whole classic thing of like, oh, I graduated, time to look for a job. Oh, here's these entry-level jobs. Let me apply. Oh, I need 3 years of experience, like professional experience. Well, I spent 4 years in college and working at a campus job, just trying to make money and get my degree. Didn't have time for that. So yeah, that has been my luck. But it's okay, because I have my support group of other creatives, my parents, everything. And I am doing better. We're hoping to move me out of this house and of this town by the summer. We're really trying. I am like saving like crazy, even though I have a chronically bad shopping addiction. I love to shop. That's another thing about me. I love to shop. I love clothes. I love shoes. I just love things. Like, but I'm like, who doesn't? I really love shopping. I love clothes. Y'all don't want to see my closet. I promise y'all. But yeah, I am really, really excited for that. I'm hoping to move out. I am not going to be picky on where I move, because I think anything will be better than my small town. And my parents have been the biggest support with that, because they know I'm not really happy here. Kind of recently, and I will like go into a deep dive on this, but just briefly, my mental health hasn't been the greatest. And I think it's because, like, I've been here for quite a while, since July, and starting this job in August, and just being here. As much as I love being home and love being with my family, I do thrive and feel more better and more productive when I am on my own. When I moved away for college, like, it kind of just woke up something in me and just made me feel more put together, more productive, and just overall my mental health was better, because I, you know, was taking care of myself and adulting. Now that I'm back here, I mean, I'm still kind of doing that, but I don't have my own space, you know. Yes, I have my room, but it's not my, the whole house isn't like my space, you know. And I just, you know, really, really want that. So hopefully once I do move out in the summer, my mental health will be better. I am going to get help and start therapy back up, but just been so busy with other things. Like, currently I am in shoot season for these magazines, And it's busy. Like, I'm booked and busy. So that has also been kind of a great distraction of like, oh, I'm working, but like I'm doing fun work, work that I'm actually happy doing. And not saying that I'm not happy with my current job. The kids are amazing. They're so funny, so kind. It's just obviously not like my forever job, you know? So yeah, that is kind of what's been my situation for the past like few months. So I'm very excited to be back on the pod. I hope that y'all are excited and, you know, tuning in. This is going to be really fun. I am going to be more forgiving to myself because I wasn't like that before, and that's how I burnt myself out. So if there's ever a week where I'm like, I'm too busy, I can't post, I am going to be more forgiving, and I hope that y'all understand that too. And also, like, you know, we all have our kind of off weeks and off days, and I might have a few of those, so hopefully y'all will understand that when I don't want to post. I'm pretty sure y'all are very nice, the people that, you know, follow me through this podcast journey, you know, y'all are very sweet, so I know y'all will be understanding. But those who are new listeners, please be forgiving. I am doing my best, but I think this is going to be something really big, and I'm very excited to be here, and I really appreciate y'all. Aww, it's getting all emotional. All right, so I kind of want to talk about what's going on right now currently. I am recording this on a Friday. Podcast episodes would be out on Sunday. But like right now, after I like finish recording this, I'm going to be packing and leaving to Houston because Saturday I have an event with Material Entity. It's their first release party of their first issue, and some of my work is in there. So I kind of didn't apply to Material when they had applications. I kind of just got the opportunity to work with them because they were doing a bag series and just showing different models and what's in their bag. And it was a really cool project, and the editor-in-chief, I think, was doing most of the photos and everything, and she just kind of needed help. So she posted on her story, I messaged, and it just kind of happened, and I finished up that series for her, and the pictures came out amazing, and I'm so excited to see them in the actual zine. And this is the first time my work has been published in the zine. I will explain kind of like the whole process of these magazines maybe in another episode. But yeah, this is the first time that my photography work is in there. I've had one modeling thing get into a magazine, and that was a really cool experience. This is much more special for me because as a photographer, seeing my physical work in a magazine, having the physical thing in my hand, is going to be so amazing. I'm just so excited, and I'm going with my friends. Yay! I love them. I'm so excited. I'm going with Lizzie, Tristan, and Jake, and maybe Leah. Maybe. I don't know yet, but shout out to them. Hey, y'all. Miss y'all. Love y'all. We're going to be having a fun time, and yeah. So I would already been to the event when this episode comes out, so maybe I'll do like a little update, probably post the zine on my like Instagram so y'all can see too and follow me through that journey as well. And yeah, I think I'm done with this first episode, guys. First episode is done. Now so many more to come, and I'm very excited. I don't know how many times I can say that, but I'm just very excited and so appreciative. Like, this is really cool. Like, what I'm doing is cool. But yeah, I hope that y'all have a good day, evening or night, whenever y'all are listening to this. Follow me on Instagram at Radio Functions, and that will just kind of link everything else, like my personal Instagram as well. It's on there. So yeah, go follow and, you know, follow me through this journey. I will be posting a lot on that account. So I'm very excited. Yeah, thank y'all for tuning in. See y'all next time. Bye.